This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The deaths of five people inside an apartment northeast of Denver were likely connected to the synthetic opioid fentanyl. That's according to the Adams County District Attorney. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
On Sunday, police found six adults and a four-month-old baby inside the Commerce City apartment. Five of the adults were dead, and the other one, plus the infant, were taken to the hospital. Here's Commerce City Police Chief Clint Nichols speaking to reporters.
I hope the parents were not in there, but been doing this long enough, I would probably be safe to suggest that the parents probably were inside. And so for the infant, that's going to be a long time without parents.
Nichols said the investigation is ongoing, but that drugs were so strong that no one even had the wherewithal to call 911 for help. Last year, almost 2,000 Coloradans died of fentanyl overdoses. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn has filed nominating petitions for his re-election primary. Colorado Politics reports the Colorado Springs Republican filed more than 3,000 signatures, which is double the amount needed to qualify for the primary. He's also expected to participate in the caucus and assembly. Lamborn represents the 5th congressional district, which is predominantly El Paso County. Colorado Politics says he now has four primary challengers. This is CPR News. And up next, we will hear a story from my native South Texas. House Democrat, yes, I am from Texas. I'm so sorry. House Democrat Henry Cuellar is facing a stiff primary challenge and an FBI probe.
There is an ongoing investigation.